Good morning. This is your security briefing for Tuesday, October 07th, 2025, covering 11 articles across threat intelligence, security tools, and vulnerabilities. All attribution is by the article authors, and all article analysis is automated.
Sigma HQ has released Sigma Rules Loader, a GitHub action tool that validates Sigma detection rules using JSON schema. This enables automated validation of Sigma rules in CI/CD pipelines, helping security teams maintain consistent and properly structured detection rules for SIM platforms.
eSentire Labs released Surveyor, an advanced open-source Windows kernel analysis and system profiling tool. The tool provides comprehensive visibility into kernel callbacks, ETW sessions, driver analysis, and system state, enabling security researchers and defenders to gain deep insights into Windows system internals for threat detection and forensic analysis.
Researchers from Data Science Collective released an open-source autonomous pentesting agent that achieved an 84.62% success rate on the Expo benchmark, solving 88 of 104 real-world vulnerabilities. The system outperforms previous state-of-the-art systems like MAPTA by nearly 10 percentage points, matching the performance of expert human pentesters.
Michael Lawler has published a comprehensive GitHub repository listing all known AWS IAM actions in machine-readable format. The tool includes automated methods for updating the action list and serves as a valuable reference for security professionals working with AWS IAM permissions and policies.
Icaro Cesar reports that Mustang Panda conducted a phishing campaign in June 2025 targeting the Tibetan community using DLL sideloading techniques. The attack chain delivers publoader through claimloader via a zip file containing a decoy executable and a hidden DLL with special file attributes to evade detection.
Recorded Future identifies the Beijing Institute of Electronics Technology and Application, or BETA, and its subsidiary, CII, as front organizations for China's Ministry of State Security. These entities research and develop steganography methods, forensic tools, and acquire foreign technologies to support intelligence operations, cyber activities, and covert communications.
Elliptic reports that North Korea-linked hackers have stolen over $2 billion in cryptocurrency in 2025, marking the largest annual total on record. The February Bybit exchange theft of $1.46 billion represents the largest single incident, with tactics now shifting to target high-net-worth individuals in addition to cryptocurrency exchanges.
Rekt reports that North Korean threat actors executed a $24 million cryptocurrency theft from SBI Crypto across five blockchains on September 24th. The stolen funds were laundered through instant exchanges and Tornado Cash Mixer, demonstrating continued targeting of Japanese cryptocurrency companies just 6 months after SBI Crypto rescued DMM Bitcoin customers from a $308 million North Korean hack.
IBM has disclosed multiple security vulnerabilities affecting IBM Security Verify Access and IBM Verify Identity Access products, identified as CVE-2025-36354, CVE-2025-36355, and CVE-2025-36546. These vulnerabilities impact identity and access management solutions used by enterprise customers, with technical details and patches expected through IBM's security bulletin.
A Japanese security consultant analyzes threat hunting methodologies in response to Japan's National Center of Incident Readiness and Strategy for Cybersecurity 2025 directive to expand threat hunting practices. The article examines three organizational approaches and emphasizes hypothesis-driven hunting using the HOPE framework and multiple process models, including SANS, Splunk Peak, and Tahiti.
SANS reports that Chilin Ransomware as a Service has evolved into one of the most dangerous threats following the takedown of Lockbit and exit of Alf v Black Cat. The Russian-speaking group operates through the exclusive RAMP forum and targets enterprise networks for big-game hunting attacks demanding millions in ransom, with recent high-profile attacks against Synovus, The Big Issue, Yanfen, and Inotiv.